Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from UAS's Fisheries Tech Program. Alexandra Lyons is a Sitka student over at UAS. She's in the program, and she is the first DIPAC Hatchery Scholarship winner. Welcome to Morning Edition, Alexandra.
Thank you.
And then we have Jim Seeland, assistant professor at UAS in the Fisheries Technology Program, here to talk about the program, the scholarship opportunity, and Alexandra. Welcome.
Thanks.
Well, let's start off by talking about this fairly new scholarship. It's through DIPAC. Jim, why don't you tell us a bit about it?
DIPAC stands for Douglas Island Pink and Chum, which is a salmon enhancement organization based in Juneau. A lot of people might know the Macaulay Salmon Hatchery that's right along the Egan Parkway there in Juneau. The founder of that organization is Ladd Macaulay, and he was tragically killed in a car accident many years ago. But Ladd was a lifetime educator, creative, innovative, energetic fellow that actually started the whole salmon enhancement, really kicked off the whole salmon enhancement business in Alaska and in a cave over at Kelly Creek in Douglas. His legacy, one of his legacies, is the scholarship funds that DIPAC has set up to help students actually further their careers and stuff. So a relatively new scholarship that they set up is specifically for UAS Fisheries Technology students. Alex kind of joined our program here this fall and proved herself just seemed like a real logical candidate. There was a few little story behind that. Maybe I'll let her share. We nominated Alex, and it was DIPAC was just really generous in supporting her career. So,
well, Alexandra, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
This scholarship has had a major impact on your educational career.
Yes, huge. I was kind of in a bind when I moved up here. There was some paperwork confusion between schools, the school down in Oregon that I was attending, and UAS. And so when I first started attending, I actually wasn't really a student. But my professors agreed to let me keep coming to class, even though I didn't know if I was really going to get credit for it at the end. But I was really interested in the classes, and I was enjoying them, so I wanted to continue going. And so I did. And actually, I think up until about a month ago, I was not considered a student at UAS. So there's a lot of loops we had to jump through, a lot of I wasn't able to get into the program. So they'd have to email me all my assignments. And a lot of that I have to thank my friend Autumn Redman, my classmate, because she helped me out a lot tremendously with that. And so now I'm a student. The paperwork went through. But that scholarship actually paid for this whole entire semester and half of the next, which is huge for me. So it's, you know, struggling scholars here. it helped out a lot.
Well, the DIPAC scholarship supports UAS's fisheries tech program. And for you, Alex, this program has sort of been an eye-opener, and it has really had a major influence on your, you know, career prospects.
Huge.
Can you talk about that?
Originally when I came up here, my focus was to get to go into marine biology. And this was kind of like a stepping stone for me, the fishery tech program, to get to that. And once I started going, I learned so much about the industry that just opened so many doors career-wise to me. It's just hatcheries run this state, and they help the fishermen, which is huge because fishing is basically the main industry up here, and it runs this community. And everything that Fishery Tech does supports that, and it supports the community. And where I grew up in Oregon, there were hatcheries, smaller hatcheries that we used to go visit when I was little. And, you know, I always loved going and feeding the fish, but I never really saw the bigger picture until now and how much work it takes to build these hatcheries and make them run successfully, and all the job opportunities that are involved with that and with fish and game. And I'm more interested in that now, which, you know, I never saw coming until I started this program. And a lot of that has to do with my professors and all the hands-on field work and, you know, I like being outside, and that this gives you the opportunity to have a job in the field and work with your hands. So
this fisheries tech program introduced you to the broader picture and energized you. And Jim, your heart must feel so glad when you hear Alex talk about how important the program has been in her life.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I thought I was the one that was supposed to have to promote the program, but you did an awesome job.
Thank you.
She's exemplary. We've had other great students as well, but I mean, she's exactly the kind of people we want to help. And we bend over backwards. It's a relatively small program, and so we can actually give real personal attention. And I think we have maybe 40 or 50 students in the program right now. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it allows between three professors over at UAS. We know what's going on with each one of them, and we can help them if they listen to us, which students don't always do that. It's nice thing about the smaller type program that we can give that level of personal attention. So,
well, tell us a bit about the Fish Tech program and what's offered through it.
Okay, well, I want to say it's been around eight or nine years. I don't know the exact day of it was started, but the key with the program is it was built with industry input. So always from day one, it wasn't about what we wanted to teach, what the university wanted to teach. It was about what industry needed, and then going to them and say, okay, here's what we put together. Is this what you're thinking or not? And then provided just constantly getting feedback, and as the industry changes, staying in touch with that industry. So we have to stay very close to the various industries. And when I say that, I'm talking about big picture stuff. So I've always been in salmon enhancement. I worked for NSRA for 25 years, I want to say, and in other organizations for a couple. I know about the salmon enhancement end of things, but there's also we also have a fisheries management track too. So Fish and Game, Forest Service, Fish and Wildlife Service up north, all those agencies and tribal agencies as well. Talking with them and being involved, we have an advisory committee that is comprised of all these different industries. So and we meet, you know, somewhat regularly, like quarterly, we meet and discuss and make sure keep us on track.
And this is available online, but if you're in Sitka, as Alex does, you can also hoof it into the physical classroom.
Right. This year we're offering what we call a hybrid class, which we've always done online, where I'm sitting in front of a computer screen in my windowless office, and I still enjoy it. I still, Alex will attest to the fact I'm somewhat animated. As you can attest to that. In fact, I'm waving my arms around. I'm probably going to break something. I had an extra long cord on my headset so I can move around the office because I can't sit still normally. Online and then in Sitka, they can come into the classroom and be with us while the students are online. And then we also offer asynchronous. If students can't physically, they just can't be there at 5 o'clock or whatever time we're meeting, we record every session and then they can access that recording. It's a step back from the live face-to-face classroom, but we have one student who can't make it to any of our classes. She's taken 18 credits. Taking three of our fisheries classes. She can't attend any of them because it conflicts with others. And I feel bad for her because she doesn't ever get to ask questions live, although she can call us anytime. But it's a tremendous asset for her. It allows her to take that full load like that because she can access things from her home when it's convenient for her. We're working on a new format now too, also asynchronous, where not everybody has internet, and some people have really terrible internet access. And so we're trying to, or we will, we put, we'll put something on like an iPad, like a whole course on an iPad. It's a little tricky. And then when this person, like I'm thinking a fisherman tied up in a cove, out of internet range, could still do continuing education. And then when they have an internet source, they can provide us that. So we're trying to meet the needs of the students, actually. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, how can folks who are interested get in touch with the program?
I think the easiest thing, if you're in Sitka or in the area, just call UAS. I guess I'm supposed to have the number here in handy, but I do not. So they can just call the Sitka campus number, and anybody at the front desk can help.
Well, we're about out of time. Any closing thoughts, Jim or Alex?
I just want to say thank you for this wonderful opportunity and this scholarship. I am immensely grateful. And if any of you like being outdoors or enjoy any kind of outdoorsy marine life career, I would suggest checking it out because it's an amazing program.
All right. Thank you.
Can I say something?
Please do.
So my parting shot is just thanks to this whole thing doesn't work without industry support. And NSERA has supported us immensely by opening up some of their facilities to students when they come to town. And then I can do that hands-on training there rather than just we talk about things online. They can get the basic concepts, but then to bring them here and allow us access to their facilities, DIPAC, obviously. And we have other, like I've been up in Valdez, and they've opened up their doors, too, and very supportive. So the industry has been great to the program.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Jim Seeland, assistant professor at UAS in the Fisheries Technology Program, and Alexandra Lyons, who is a student in the Fisheries Tech Program, the first scholarship winner of the DIPAC Fisheries Tech Scholarship.